AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. President Obama is expected to defend the nuclear deal with Iran in a news conference today, while the agreement's foes in Congress mount an effort to try and thwart it. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
Lawmakers have 2 months to examine the deal, and Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker says they've got tons of questions for the president and his team.
I'm very skeptical. But I want to go through this process and make sure we fully understand what it is that we're voting on.
Some, like Arizona Senator John McCain, have already made up their minds.
They made a worse deal than even we had feared.
While Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders sees a breakthrough.
In an unstable, dangerous world, I think this is a significant step forward.
And right now, it seems enough lawmakers think like Sanders to sustain Obama's veto. Mark Smith at the White House.
The pressure is on to keep federal highway funding from drying up for projects by July 31st, but the House and Senate seem to have different ideas of how to meet that goal. The House is due to take up a temporary funding bill today that would last until mid-December, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants programs funded at least through next year's elections. The issue lies in how to pay for it. Greek lawmakers will vote today on a bailout deal that includes painful tax hikes and pension cuts. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, here speaking through an interpreter, tells Greek state television he doesn't like the agreement, but he can't do much about it.
It is my responsibility that I signed a text I do not believe. However, I am obliged to implement this text.
Greece must agree to the terms of the deal in order to receive 85 billion euros in loans. A 94-year-old former SS sergeant who served at Auschwitz has been convicted of 300,000 counts of being an accessory to murder. He's serving 4 years in prison. This is AP Radio News. Success 3 billion miles from Earth as NASA's New Horizons probe phones home.
We're in lock with telemetry with the spacecraft.
13 hours after the New Horizons probe actually flew by Pluto, Alice Bowman and the rest of the team could finally breathe.
Just like we practiced. I mean, we did it.
The unprecedented encounter was the last stop on NASA's grand tour of the planets over the past half century. Alan Stern is the principal investigator.
New Horizons has succeeded at completing the capstone event to the historic first era of planetary reconnaissance.
The next milestone will be the first photos taken as that probe flew within 7,700 miles of Pluto at 31,000 miles an hour. I'm Diane Kepley.
The NAACP is calling on Mississippi to remove the Confederate battle emblem from its state flag. In 2001, residents of the state voted to keep the stars and bars on the banner by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.